Chapter 3. The Lifesavers. 6 practices guaranteed to save you from a life of unfulfilled potential. Going through Savers every morning is like pumping rocket fuel into my body, mind, and spirit before I start my day, every day. Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. When Hal experienced the second of his 2 rock bottoms, the first was when he died for 6 minutes in a car crash, and the second was when his business failed due to the financial collapse of 2008. He felt lost and depressed, applying what he already knew wasn't working. Nothing he tried improved his situation. So he began his quest for the fastest, most effective strategy to take his success to the next level. He went in search of the best personal development practices, the ones used by the world's most successful people. That search led Hal to a list of 6 of the most timeless, proven personal development practices on the planet. They were the ones that delivered the best results, consistently, for the people who use them. At first, Hal tried to determine which one or two would accelerate his success the fastest. His breakthrough came, however, when he asked himself a simple question. What would happen if I did all of these? So he did. Within just 2 months of implementing all 6 practices nearly every single day, Hal experienced what you might call miraculous results. He was able to more than double his income. And he went from someone who hated running and had never run more than a mile to training to run a 52-mile ultramarathon. Those 6 practices not only pulled him out of his rock bottom, but turned out to be the best way to take his physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual capacities to another level. I had a similar breakthrough in business. There was no car crash, thankfully, but it was no less transformational. I had already discovered that taking control of my mornings was directly connected to increasing my wealth. But what made the difference was not just waking up early. It was waking up and doing very specific things. The connection between mornings and my millionaire status was directly related to the 6 practices, a morning process Hal calls the Lifesavers. Let's recap. We've made a case for why mornings matter. We've given you the tools to begin your transition to becoming a morning person. The obvious question now is, what do you do with that time? This chapter is the answer to that question. Why the Savers work. The Savers are simple but profoundly effective daily morning practices that are virtually guaranteed to help you develop yourself. They give you the space you need to gain real clarity, a kind of high-level, minutia-free view where you can plan and live your life on your terms. The Savers are designed to put you in a peak physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state each morning, a state in which you'll continually improve, consistently feel great, and always perform at your best. I know what you're thinking. I don't have time. How can I do 6 more things when I can barely get out the door each morning? Trust me, I've been there. Before the miracle morning, I often woke up to pure chaos. Like you, I barely had enough time to get dressed, fed, and out the door for the first obligation of the day. It may seem like you can hardly squeeze in what you have to do already, never mind what you want to do. But I didn't have time before the miracle morning either. And yet, here I am with more time, more prosperity, and more peace than I've ever had before. Here's the secret that you have to experience for yourself. Your miracle morning will create time for you. The Lifesavers are the vehicle to help you reconnect with your true essence and wake up with purpose instead of obligation. The practices help you to see priorities more clearly and find the most productive flow in your life. When you spend more time in that state, you get more done each day. You have fewer emergencies and you have more energy. In other words, the Lifesavers don't take time from your day, but ultimately add more to it. Each letter in Savers represents one of the best practices of the most successful people on the planet. From A-list movie stars and world-class professional athletes to CEOs and entrepreneurs, you'd be hard-pressed to find an elite performer that doesn't swear by at least one of the Savers. That's what makes the Miracle Morning so effective. You harness the game-changing benefits of not just one, but all six of the best practices. Cultivated over centuries of human consciousness development and combined into a concise, fully customizable morning ritual. The Savers are silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, scribing. Take it from me. The Savers are a profoundly powerful tool for developing wealth. Leveraging these six practices will accelerate your personal development by maximizing the impact of your newfound miracle morning ritual. They're customizable to fit you, your lifestyle, your business, and your specific goals. And you can start implementing them first thing tomorrow morning. Let's go through each of the Savers in detail. S is for silence. Most people start their day the way I used to, when their alarm tells them to. For them, and perhaps you, the very first sound of the day is the jarring squeal of their phone or clock. From there, it's on to more noise. A reach for the nearest screen where the racket of email, phone calls, social media, text messages, and the news of the day awaits. When you take the time to step back and look at it, is it any wonder we spend our days running from morning to night, struggling to regain control? Is it any surprise that we feel overwhelmed? The first of the Savers is silence, and it's your opportunity to learn the power of beginning each day with peaceful, purposeful quiet that will immediately reduce your stress levels and bring you the clarity you need to focus on what's most important. Silence, of course, isn't another word for nothing. Far from it. The silence of your miracle morning is deliberate, and you have many choices for your personal practice. In no particular order, here are a few to get you started. Meditation, prayer, reflection, deep breathing, gratitude. Many of the world's most successful people are daily practitioners of silence. It's not surprising that Oprah practices stillness, or that she does nearly all of the other lifesavers too. Musician Katy Perry practices transcendental meditation, as do Sheryl Crow and Sir Paul McCartney. Film and television stars Jennifer Aniston, Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld, Howard Stern, Cameron Diaz, Clint Eastwood, and Hugh Jackman have all spoken of their daily meditation practice. Even famous billionaires Ray Dalio and Rupert Murdoch have attributed their financial success to the daily practice of stillness. You'll be in good and quiet company by doing the same. In an interview with Shape Magazine, actress and singer Kristen Bell said, "Do meditative yoga for 10 minutes every morning. When you have a problem, whether it's road rage, your guy, or work, meditation allows everything to unfold the way it's supposed to." And don't be afraid to expand your horizons. Meditation comes in many forms. As Angelina Jolie told Stylist magazine, "I find meditation in sitting on the floor with the kids coloring for an hour or going on the trampoline. You do what you love that makes you happy, and that gives you your meditation." The benefits of silence. Stress is one of the most common side effects of a busy life, and it's no less present on the road to wealth. There are the ever-present distractions of other people encroaching on your schedule, and the inevitable fires to extinguish. There are coworkers, employees, and family, all of whom have the uncanny ability to push your buttons. And those buttons are all the more sensitive when you start your day in a rush. Excessive stress is terrible for your health. It triggers your fight or flight response, releasing a cascade of toxic hormones that can stay in your body for days. According to PsychologyToday.com, the stress hormone cortisol is public health enemy number one. Scientists have known for years that elevated cortisol levels interfere with learning and memory, lower immune function, and bone density, increase weight gain, blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease. The list goes on and on. Chronic stress and elevated cortisol levels also increase risk for depression, mental illness, and lower life expectancy. It's fine if you experience that type of stress only occasionally, but many of us are under that kind of stress almost all the time. How many times a day do you find yourself in stressful situations? How many times do you have to deal with immediate needs that take you away from your vision or plan? If your day is one long cortisol release, starting your morning with a quiet moment is your first line of defense. Silence in the form of meditation lowers your cortisol levels, which reduces stress and improves your health. A major study run by several groups, including the National Institutes of Health, the American Medical Association, the Mayo Clinic, and scientists from both Harvard and Stanford, revealed that meditation reduces stress and high blood pressure. A recent study by Dr. Norman Rosenthal, a world-renowned psychiatrist who works with the David Lynch Foundation, even found that people who practice meditation are 30% less likely to die from heart disease. Another study from Harvard found that just 8 weeks of meditation could lead to increased gray matter density in the hippocampus, known to be important for learning and memory, and in structures associated with self-awareness, compassion, and introspection. Meditation helps you to slow down and focus on you, even if it's just for a short time. I started meditating because I felt like I needed to stop my life from running me, singer Sheryl Crow has said. So meditation for me helped slow my day down. She continues to devote 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night to meditation. Silence opens a space for you to secure your oxygen mask before assisting others. Practicing silence can bring you clarity and peace of mind, help you reduce your stress, improve your cognitive performance, and increase your confidence at the same time. Guided meditations and meditation apps. Meditation is like anything else. If you've never done it before, then it can be difficult or feel awkward at first. If you are a first-time meditator, I recommend starting with a guided meditation. Here are a few of my favorite meditation apps that are available for both iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Headspace, Calm, Omvana, Simply Bean, Insight Timer, Oak. There are subtle and significant differences among these meditation apps, one of which is the voice of the person speaking. If you don't have a device that allows you to download apps, go to YouTube or Google and search for the keywords guided meditation. You can also search by duration, i.e., 5-minute guided meditation, or topic, i.e., guided meditation for increased confidence. Miracle Morning Individual Meditation. When you're ready to try meditating on your own, here is a simple step-by-step meditation you can use during your miracle morning, even if you've never done this before. Before beginning, it's important to prepare yourself and set expectations. This is a time for you to quiet your mind and let go of the compulsive need to be constantly thinking about something. Reliving the past or worrying about the future, but never living fully in the present. This is the time to let go of your stresses, take a break from worrying about your problems, and be here in this moment. It is a time to access the essence of who you are, to go deeper than what you have, what you do, or the labels you've accepted as who you are. If this sounds foreign to you, or too new agey, that's okay. I have felt the same way. My suggestion is that you be open to the idea of trying it. It's this easy. Find a quiet, comfortable place to sit, either on the couch, on a chair, on the floor, or on a pillow for added comfort. Sit upright, cross-legged. You can close your eyes or you can look down at a point in the ground about 2 feet in front of you. Begin by focusing on your breath, taking slow, deep breaths. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. The most effective breathing causes your belly to expand instead of your chest. Now start pacing your breath. Breathe in slowly for a count of 3 seconds. 1-1,000. 2-1,000. 3-1,000. Hold it in for another 3 counts and then breathe out slowly for a final count of 3. Feel your thoughts and emotions settling down as you focus on your breath. Be aware that as you attempt to quiet your mind, thoughts will still come in to pay a visit. Acknowledge them and then let them go, always returning your focus to your breath. Allow yourself to be fully present in the moment. This is often referred to as being. Not thinking, not doing, just being. Continue to follow your breath and imagine inhaling positive, loving, and peaceful energy while exhaling all your worries and stress. Enjoy the quiet. Enjoy the moment. Just breathe. Just be. If you find you have a constant influx of thoughts, it may be helpful for you to focus on a single word, phrase, or mantra, and repeat it over and over again to yourself as you inhale and exhale. For example, you might try something like this. On the inhale, I inhale confidence. As you exhale, I exhale fear. You can swap the word confidence for whatever you feel you need to bring more of into your life. Love, faith, energy, etc. And swap the word fear with whatever you feel you need to let go of. Stress, worry, resentment, etc. Meditation is a gift you can give yourself every day. For many Miracle Morning practitioners, time spent meditating has become one of their favorite parts of the routine. It's a time to be at peace and to experience gratitude and freedom from day-to-day stressors and worries. Think of daily meditation as a temporary vacation from your problems. Although your problems will still be there when you finish your daily meditation, you'll find that you're more centered and better equipped to solve them. For many people, this is the one step that is the easiest to skip in order to get to the more active, tangible aspects of the savers. Resist the temptation. Whatever form your silence takes, make sure you don't overlook this step. Remember, your form of silence is your own. You get to decide. Personally, I do my silence in bed so I don't disturb my wife, who will often wake up when I do. Be forewarned, doing the silence piece in bed is an advanced move, especially if you're prone to dozing while lying in the dark with the lights off. If you struggle to wake up, stick closely to the original 5 steps of Chapter 2. I lie in bed and try to foster gratitude each morning, to create a space of thankfulness for what I have. I truly believe that gratitude is an essential building block for an amazing life. Gratitude opens up so much space for you to accomplish more and leaves little room for less productive emotions. As I lie there in the first moments of the morning, I close my eyes and acknowledge my good fortune for my children, for the health of myself and my family, and for my great partners in business and life. Each plays a critical part in building wealth and a life of value, and I am grateful for it all. A is for affirmations. Have you ever wondered how some people seem to be good at everything they do and can consistently achieve at a level you can't imagine reaching? Or why others seem to do the opposite, dropping every ball, missing every opportunity? Time and time again, It is a person's mindset that is proven to be the driving factor in their results. Mindset can be defined as the accumulation of beliefs, attitude, and emotional intelligence. In her best-selling book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, Carol Dweck, PhD, states, "For 20 years, my research has shown that the view you adopt of yourself profoundly affects the way you lead your life." Mindset is a critical part of wealth creation. It shows up undeniably in your language, your confidence, and your demeanor. Your mindset affects everything. Show me someone with a successful mindset, and I'll show you a millionaire in the making. I know firsthand, though, how difficult it can be to maintain the right mindset. The confidence, enthusiasm, and motivation during the roller coaster ride that comes with becoming a millionaire. To a great degree, that's because our mindset is largely something we adopt without conscious thought. At a subconscious level, we have been programmed to think, believe, act, and talk to ourselves a certain way. That programming comes from many influences, including what others have told us, what we tell ourselves, and our life experiences, both good and bad. It expresses itself in every area of our lives, including how we feel, think, and act with respect to money. And that means if we want better finances, we need better mental programming. Affirmations are a tool for doing that. They enable you to become more intentional about your goals while also providing the encouragement and positive mindset necessary to achieve them. When you repeatedly tell yourself who you want to be, what you want to accomplish, and how you are going to achieve it, your subconscious mind will shift your beliefs and behavior. Once you believe and act in new ways, you will begin to manifest your affirmations into reality. Science has proven that affirmations, when done correctly, are one of the most effective tools for quickly becoming the person you need to be to achieve everything you want in your life. And yet, affirmations also get a bad rap. Many people have tried them only to be disappointed. There is, however, a way to leverage affirmations in a way that will absolutely produce results for you. Why the old way of doing affirmations does not work. For decades, countless so-called experts and gurus have taught affirmations in ways that have proven to be ineffective and set people up for failure. Here are two of the most common problems with affirmations. Problem number one, lying to yourself doesn't work. I am a millionaire. Really? I have 7% body fat. Do you? I have achieved all of my goals this year. Have you? Creating affirmations as if you've already become or achieved something may be the single biggest cause of affirmations not being effective for most people. With this technique, every time you recite the affirmation that isn't rooted in truth, your subconscious will resist it. As an intelligent human being who isn't delusional, lying to yourself repeatedly will never be the optimum strategy. The truth will always prevail. Problem number two, passive language doesn't produce results. Many affirmations have been designed to make you feel good by creating an empty promise of something you desire. For example, here is a popular money affirmation that's been perpetuated by many world-famous gurus. I am a money magnet. Money flows to me effortlessly and in abundance. This type of affirmation might make you feel good in the moment by giving you a false sense of relief from your financial worries. But it won't generate any income. People who sit back and wait for money to magically show up don't become millionaires. To generate the kind of abundance you want, or any result you desire for that matter, you've actually got to do something. Your actions must be in alignment with your desired results, and your affirmations must articulate and affirm both. 4 steps to create miracle morning affirmations that produce results. Here are simple steps to create and implement results-oriented miracle morning affirmations that will program your conscious and subconscious mind, while redirecting your conscious mind to upgrade your behavior so that you can begin to produce results and take your levels of personal and professional success beyond what you've ever experienced before. Step 1. Identify the real result you are committed to and why. Notice I'm not starting with what you want. Everyone wants things, but we don't get what we want. We get what we're committed to. You want to be a millionaire? Who doesn't? Join the non-exclusive club. But if you're 100% committed to becoming a millionaire by clarifying and executing the necessary actions until the result is achieved, now we're talking. Action. Start by writing down a specific extraordinary result or outcome, one that challenges you, would significantly improve your life, and that you are ready to commit to creating, even if you're not yet sure how you will do it. Then reinforce your commitment by including your why, the compelling reason you're willing to stay committed. Examples. I am 100% committed to being as healthy as I can be so that I have the energy to be fully present in my business and with those around me. Or, I am committed to doubling my income in the next 12 months from blank to blank so that I can provide financial security for my family. Step 2. Name the necessary actions you are committed to taking and when. Writing an affirmation that merely affirms what you want without affirming what you are committed to doing is one step above pointless. It can also be counterproductive, tricking your subconscious mind into thinking that the result will happen automatically without effort. Action. Clarify the specific action, activity, or habit that is required for you to achieve your ideal outcome, and clearly state when and how often you will execute the necessary action. Examples. To ensure that I am as healthy as I can be, I am 100% committed to going to the gym 5 days per week and running on the treadmill for a minimum of 20 minutes each day from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Or, to guarantee that I double my income, I am committed to doubling my daily prospecting calls from 20 to 40 calls per day, 5 days a week, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., no matter what. The more specific your actions are, the better. Be sure to include frequency, how often, quantity, how many, and precise time frames when you will begin and end your activities. Step 3. Recite your affirmations every morning with emotion. Remember, your miracle morning affirmations aren't designed merely to make you feel good. These written statements are strategically engineered to program your subconscious mind with the beliefs and mindset you need to achieve your desired outcomes while directing your conscious mind to keep you focused on your highest priorities and taking actions that will get you there. For your affirmations to be effective, however, it is important that you tap into your emotions while reciting them. Mindlessly repeating an affirmation without intentionally feeling its truth will have minimal impact for you. You must take responsibility for generating authentic emotions, such as excitement and determination, and powerfully infusing those emotions in every affirmation you recite. You must affirm who you need to be to do the things you need to do so that you can have the results that you want. I'll say this again. It isn't magic. This strategy works when you connect with the person you need to become on the way to achieving your goals. It's who you are that attracts your results more than any other activity. Action. Schedule time each day to read your affirmations during your miracle morning to both program your subconscious and focus your conscious mind on what's most important to you and what you are committed to doing to to make it your reality. That's right. You must read them daily. Reading your affirmations occasionally is as effective as an occasional workout. You'll start seeing results only when you've made them a part of your daily routine. A great place to read affirmations is in the shower. If you laminate them and leave them there, then they will be in front of you every day. Put them anywhere you can to remind you. Under your car's sun visor. Taped to your mirror. The more you see them, the more the subconscious mind can connect with them to change your thinking and your actions. You can even write them directly on a mirror with dry erase markers. Step 4. Constantly update and evolve your affirmations. As you continue to grow, improve, and evolve, so should your affirmations. When you come up with a new goal, dream, or any extraordinary result you want to create for your life, add it to your affirmations. Personally, I have affirmations for every single significant area of my life. Finances, health, happiness, relationships, parenting, etc. And I continually update them as I learn more. I am always on the lookout for quotes, strategies, and philosophies that I can add to improve my mindset. Anytime you come across an empowering quote or philosophy and think to yourself, "Wow, that is an area where I could make a huge improvement," add it to your affirmations. I have a few regular catchphrases and affirmations. My favorites are the ones that affirm the day ahead. I like heading into my day with optimism. To that end, I use simple affirmations like, "Today is going to be a great day. Things are going to move my way today. I'm going to be an instrument of good and receive good outcomes." Remember, your affirmation should be tailored to you and phrased in the first person. They must be specific in order to work in your subconscious. In summary, your new affirmations articulate the extraordinary results you're committed to creating and why they are critically important to you. Most importantly, they articulate which necessary actions you are committed to taking and when, to ensure that you attain and sustain the extraordinary levels of success you want and deserve for your life. Affirmations to become a level 10 wealth maker. In addition to the formula to create your affirmations, I've included this list of sample affirmations which may help spark your creativity. Feel free to include any of these that resonate with you. I am as worthy, deserving, and capable of achieving wealth as any other person on earth, and I will prove that today with my actions. Where I am is a result of who I was, but where I go depends entirely on who I choose to be starting today. I am fully committed to dedicating 30 to 60 minutes each day to my miracle morning and the savers, so that I can continue to become the person I need to be to create everything I want for my life. I focus on learning new things and improving my skills daily, and I commit to reading or rereading at least one book to help that effort every month. I am committed to constant and never-ending improvement in the tasks necessary for my optimal day-to-day functioning. I commit to an unplugged period each week and month in order to maintain my focus, mental and physical health, and perspective. I am committed to exercising for 20 minutes every day. These are just a few examples of affirmations. You can use any that resonate with you, but ideally, you'll create your own using the 4-step formula described in the previous pages. Anything you repeatedly say to yourself with emotion will be programmed into your subconscious mind, help you form new beliefs, and manifest itself through your actions. The fact that it's possible to reprogram perceived limitations and create new behaviors is an exciting prospect. Your programming can change at any time. Why not start now? V is for visualization. Visualization has long been a well-known practice of world-class athletes. Olympic athletes and elite performers in many categories incorporate daily visualization as a critical part of optimizing their performance. What is less well known is that successful entrepreneurs and top financial achievers use it just as frequently. When you visualize, you use your imagination to create a compelling picture of your future, one that provides you with heightened clarity and produces the motivation you need to make that vision a reality. If you'd like some fascinating information about why visualization works, just Google mirror neurons. A neuron is a cell that connects the brain and other parts of the body. A mirror neuron fires when we take action or observe someone else taking action. This is a relatively new area of study in neurology, but these cells seem to allow us to improve our abilities by watching other people perform them or by visualizing ourselves performing them. Some studies indicate that experienced weightlifters can increase muscle mass through visualization sessions, and mirror neurons get the credit for making this possible. In many ways, the brain can't tell the difference between a vivid visualization and an actual experience. If you've been skeptical about the value of visualization, the science suggests you should keep an open mind. What do you visualize? Hal used visualization to reach a difficult goal that was well out of his comfort zone. He despised running, but he had made a commitment to himself and publicly to run a 52-mile ultramarathon. Throughout the course of his 5 months of training, he used Miracle Morning visualization to see himself lacing up his running shoes and hitting the pavement, with a smile on his face and pep in his step. When it was time to train, he had already programmed the experience to be positive and enjoyable. You can choose anything to visualize: a critical action step on your path to wealth, or a skill that you may not yet be performing at your best. You can even visualize actions that you habitually resist and procrastinate on, in a way that creates a compelling mental and emotional experience of the action. There are no constraints on what you can visualize, but there are ways to make your efforts deliver better results. 3 simple steps for Miracle Morning visualization. Visualization meshes perfectly with affirmation. It's the natural next step in your morning routine, the perfect time to visualize yourself living in alignment with your affirmations is right after you read them. Here are the 3 steps that thousands of Miracle Morning practitioners follow. Step 1, get ready. Some people like to play instrumental music in the background during their visualization, such as classical or Baroque. Check out anything from the composer J.S. Bach. If you'd like to experiment with music, put it on with the volume relatively low. Personally, I find anything with words to be a distraction. Now sit up tall in a comfortable position. This could be on a chair, the couch, or the floor with a cushion. Breathe deeply. Close your eyes, clear your mind, and let go of any self-imposed limitations as you prepare yourself for the benefits of visualization. Step 2, visualize what you really want. Many people don't feel comfortable visualizing success and are subconsciously scared to succeed. Some people may experience resistance in this area. Some may even feel guilty that they will leave the other 95% behind when they become successful. This famous quote from Marianne Williamson is a great reminder for anyone who feels mental or emotional obstacles when attempting to visualize. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You're playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Consider that the greatest gift you can give to those you love and those you lead is to live to your full potential. What does that look like for you? What do you really want? Forget about logic, limits, and being practical. If you could reach any heights, personally and professionally, what would that look like? See, feel, hear, touch, taste, and smell every detail of your vision. Involve all your senses to maximize effectiveness. The more vivid you make your vision, the more compelled you'll be to take the necessary actions to make it a reality. Step 3. Visualize yourself taking and enjoying the necessary actions. Once you've created a clear mental picture of what you want, begin to see yourself doing precisely what you need to do to achieve your vision, with supreme confidence and enjoying every step of the process. See yourself engaged in the actions you'll need to take: exercising, writing, selling, presenting, public speaking, making calls, sending emails, etc. Picture yourself with a look and feeling of supreme confidence as you pitch that venture capital firm to secure funding. See and feel yourself smiling as you're running on that treadmill, filled with a sense of pride for your self-discipline to follow through. In other words, visualize yourself doing what you must do and thoroughly enjoying the process, especially if it's a process you don't naturally enjoy. Imagine what it would look and feel like if you did enjoy it. Picture the look of determination on your face as you confidently and consistently grow your business, close more sales, or make effective investment decisions. Visualize your colleagues, employees, customers, and partners responding to your positive demeanor and optimistic outlook. Seeing yourself as the person who has it all together is the first step in getting it all together. Final thoughts on visualization. When you combine reading your affirmations every morning with daily visualization, you'll turbocharge the programming of your subconscious mind for success through peak performance. When you visualize daily, you align your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors with your vision. This makes it easier to maintain the motivation you need to continue taking action. Visualization can be a powerful aid in overcoming self-limiting beliefs, as well as self-limiting habits such as procrastination, and getting you to more easily engage in the actions which are necessary to achieve extraordinary results. In Lesson 2, You, Millionaire, we'll dig further into visualization when you create your millionaire vision, using the very same approach I still use to this day. E is for exercise. Exercise should be a staple of your miracle morning. Even a few minutes of exercise each day significantly enhances your health, improves your self-confidence and emotional well-being, and enables you to think better and concentrate longer. You'll also notice how quickly your energy increases with daily exercise. Personal development experts and self-made multi-millionaire entrepreneurs Eben Pagan and Tony Robbins both agree that the number one key to success is to start every morning with a personal success ritual. Included in both of their success rituals is some type of morning exercise. Eben articulates the importance of morning exercise. Every morning, you've got to get your heart rate up and get your blood flowing and fill your lungs with oxygen. He continued, "Don't just exercise at the end of the day or at the middle of the day. And even if you do like to exercise at those times, always incorporate at least 10 to 20 minutes of jumping jacks or some sort of aerobic exercise in the morning. Hey, if it works for Evan and Tony, it will work for you and me. Lest you think you must engage in triathlon or marathon training, think again. The modest amount of activity, especially if you're not currently active, can be a game changer. If you're already active, your morning exercise doesn't need to replace your current afternoon or evening regimen. You can still hit the gym at the usual time. However, the benefits from adding as little as 5 minutes of morning exercise are undeniable, including improved blood pressure and blood sugar levels and decreased risk of all kinds of scary things like heart disease, osteoporosis, cancer, and diabetes. Maybe most importantly, a little exercise in the morning will naturally increase your energy levels for the rest of the day to help you keep up with your demanding schedule. You can go for a walk or run, follow a yoga video on YouTube, or find a Lifesavers buddy and play some early morning racquetball. There's also an excellent app called 7-Minute Workout that gives you a full body workout in, you guessed it, 7 minutes. The choice is yours. Pick one activity and do it. Becoming wealthy isn't a sedentary pursuit. You need an endless reserve of energy to make the best of the challenges that come your way. And a daily morning exercise practice is the best way to get it. Exercise for your brain. Even if you don't care about your physical health, consider that exercise is also going to make you smarter. Dr. Stephen Masley, a Florida physician and nutritionist with a health practice geared toward executives, explains how exercise creates a direct connection to your cognitive ability. If we're talking about brain performance, the best predictor of brain speed is aerobic capacity. How well you can run up a hill is very strongly correlated with brain speed and cognitive shifting ability, Masley said. Masley has designed a corporate wellness program based on the work he's done with more than 1,000 patients. The average person going into these programs will increase brain speed by 25 to 30%. Hal chose yoga for his exercise activity and began practicing it shortly after he created the Miracle Morning. He's been doing it and loving it ever since. I normally do dumbbell weight exercises and walk the dog. If I'm traveling, I'll settle for doing push-ups. I try to do 100, but not all at once. Final thoughts on exercise. You likely already know that if you want to maintain good health and increase your energy, you need to exercise consistently. That's not news to anyone. But what also isn't news is how easy it is to make excuses. Two of the biggest are, I don't have time. And I'm too tired. And those are just the first two on the list. There is no limit to the excuses you can think of. And the more creative you are, the more excuses you can find. That's the beauty of incorporating exercise into your miracle morning. It happens before your day wears you out and before you have an entire day to come up with new excuses. Because it comes first, the Miracle Morning is a surefire way to avoid those excuses and make exercise a daily habit. Legal disclaimer. Hopefully this goes without saying, but you should consult your doctor or physician before beginning any exercise regimen, especially if you are experiencing any physical pain, discomfort, disabilities, etc. You may need to modify or even refrain from an exercise routine to meet your individual needs. R is for reading. One of the fastest ways to achieve everything you want is to find successful people to be your role models. For every goal you have, there's a good chance an expert out there has already achieved the same thing or something similar. As Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues. Fortunately, some of the best of the best have shared their stories in writing, And that means all those success blueprints are just waiting for anyone willing to invest the time in reading. Books are a limitless supply of help and mentorship right at your fingertips. If you're already a reader, great. But if up until this point you've been part of the majority of our society content to clock in and out, putting forth minimal effort for moderate compensation, you have an incredible opportunity here. Although reading doesn't directly produce results, at least not in the short term, there are many activities that can pull us in other low-level and less fruitful directions. These benefit us far less in the long run than a consistent reading habit. Want to start a business? Grow your sales? Hire the perfect person? Build wealth through real estate? Improve your mood? Become more effective, wealthy, wise, happy, efficient, or just plain badass? You're in luck. There are books on all of those things. Occasionally, I hear someone say, "I'm so busy that I don't have time to read." I get it. I used to have that belief as well, but now I think of what my mentor used to say. The greatest minds in human history have spent years condensing the best of what they know into a few pages that can be purchased for a few dollars, read in a few hours, and shorten your learning curve by decades. But I get it. You're too busy. Ouch. You have 1, 10, or even 20 minutes every day to take in valuable content to enrich your life. Just use some of the strategies shared earlier in this book. Spend 5 fewer minutes on Facebook before you start your day. Or read while eating lunch to nourish your mind and body simultaneously. Here are some books Hal and I suggest you start with. And once you've primed your reading pump, we bet you'll keep going and never stop. Wealth Can't Wait by David Osborne and Paul Morris. The Art of Exceptional Living by Jim Rohn. The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change by Stephen R. Covey. Mastery by Robert Greene. The 4-Hour Workweek, Escape 9-to-5. Live Anywhere and Join the New Rich by Timothy Ferris. Visionary Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Success by Mark Allen. The Distracted Mind, Ancient Brains in a High-Tech World by Adam Ghazali and Larry D. Rosen. Creativity, Inc., Overcoming the Unseen Forces That Stand in the Way of True Inspiration by Ed Catmull and Amy Wallace. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert T. Kiyosaki. The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shin. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Your Money and Your Brain by Jason Zweig. Taking Life Head On: How to Love the Life You Have While You Create the Life of Your Dreams by Hal Elrod. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Vision to Reality: How Short-Term Massive Action Equals Long-Term Maximum Results. And Business Dating: Applying Relationship Rules in Business for Ultimate Success by Honoré Corder. Finding Your Element: How to Discover Your Talents and Passions and Transform Your Life by Sir Ken Robinson and Lou Aronica. Spirit Led Instead: The Little Toolbook of Limitless Transformation by Janai Lane. Books are tools to transform your relationships, increase your self-confidence, improve your communication skills, learn how to become healthy, and enhance any other area of your life you can think of, all of which are part of your wealth-building toolkit. Head to your library or local bookstore, or do what we do and visit Amazon.com, and you'll find more books than you can possibly imagine on any area of your life you want to improve. For a complete list of Hal's favorite personal development books, including those that have made the biggest impact on his success and happiness, check out the recommended reading list at tmmbook.com. How much should you read? I recommend making a commitment to read a minimum of 10 pages per day, although 5 is okay to start with if you read slowly or don't yet enjoy reading. 10 pages may not seem like a lot, but let's do the math. Reading 10 pages a day adds up to 3,650 pages per year, which stacks up to approximately 18 200-page books. It will enable you to take yourself to the next level so that you can take your success to the next level. All in just 10 to 15 minutes of daily reading, or 15 to 30 minutes if you read more slowly. If you read 18 personal and or professional development books in the next 12 months, do you think you'll improve your mindset, gain more confidence, and learn proven strategies that will accelerate your success? Do you think you'll be a better, more capable version of who you are today? Do you think that will be reflected in your business results? Absolutely. Reading 10 pages per day is not going to break you, but it will absolutely make you. For me, the greatest boost to my reading has come from listening to audiobooks. I read print or digital books most mornings, but audiobooks let me add to that while walking, working out, or driving. Final thoughts on reading. Begin with the end in mind. What do you hope to gain from the book? Take a moment to do this now by asking yourself what you want to gain from reading this one. Books don't have to be read cover to cover, nor do they have to be finished. Remember that this is your reading time. Use the table of contents to make sure you are reading the parts you care about most, and don't hesitate to put it down and move to another book if you aren't enjoying it. There is too much incredible information out there to spend any time on the mediocre. Many Miracle Morning practitioners use their reading time to catch up on their religious texts, such as the Bible or the Torah. Unless you're borrowing a book from the library or a friend, feel free to underline, circle, highlight, dog ear, and take notes in the margins of the book. The process of marking books as you read allows you to come back at any time and recapture the key lessons, ideas, and benefits without needing to read the book again cover to cover. If you read on a digital reader such as Kindle, Nook, or via iBooks, notes and highlighting are easily organized, so you can see them each time you flip through the book. Or you can go directly to a list of your notes and highlights. Summarize key ideas, insights, and memorable passages in a journal. You can build your own summary of your favorite book so you can revisit the key content anytime in just minutes. Rereading good personal development books is an underused yet very effective strategy. Rarely can you read a book once and internalize all its value. Achieving mastery in any area requires repetition. I've read some books as many as 3 times and often refer to them throughout the year. Why not try it out with this book? Commit to rereading it as soon as you're finished to deepen your learning and give yourself more time to master your Miracle Morning. Most importantly, quickly put what you read into practice by scheduling time to implement what you're reading while you're reading it. Literally read with your schedule next to you and schedule time blocks to put the content into action. Don't become a personal development junkie who reads a lot but does very little. I've met many people who take pride in the number of books they read, like some badge of honor. I'd rather read and implement one good book than to read 10 books and do nothing other than start reading the 11th book. While reading is a great way to gain knowledge, insights, and strategies, it is the implementation and practice of these new strategies that will advance your life and business. S is for scribing. Scribing is simply another word for writing. Let's keep it real. Hal needed an S for the end of savers because a W wouldn't fit anywhere. Thanks, thesaurus. We owe you one. The scribing element of your miracle morning enables you to write down what you're grateful for and document your insights, ideas, breakthroughs, realizations, successes, and lessons learned, as well as any areas of opportunity, personal growth, or improvement. Most Miracle Morning practitioners scribe in a journal for 5 to 10 minutes during their morning routine. By getting your thoughts out of your head and putting them in writing, you'll immediately gain heightened awareness, clarity, and valuable insights that you'd otherwise be oblivious to. If you're like Hal used to be, you probably have at least a few half-used and barely touched journals and notebooks. It wasn't until he started his Miracle Morning practice that scribing quickly became one of his favorite daily habits. As Tony Robbins has said many times, a life worth living is a life worth recording. Writing will give you the daily benefits of consciously directing your thoughts. But what's even more powerful are the insights you'll gain from reviewing your journals from cover to cover afterwards, especially at the end of the year. It is hard to put into words how overwhelmingly constructive the experience of going back and reviewing your journals can be. Michael Mayer, the Miracle Morning for Real Estate Agents co-author, is an avid practitioner of the Lifesavers. Part of Michael's morning routine is to write down his appreciations and affirmations in what he calls his blessings book. Michael says it best. What you appreciate, appreciates. It is time to take our insatiable appetite for what we want and replace it with an insatiable appetite and gratitude for what we do have. Write your appreciations. Be grateful and appreciative. And you will have more of those things you crave. Better relationships, more material goods, more happiness. While there are many worthwhile benefits of keeping a daily journal, here are a few more of my favorites. With daily scribing, you'll gain clarity. Journaling will give you more clarity and understanding of your past and current circumstances and help you work through challenges you're facing while allowing you to brainstorm, prioritize, and plan your actions each day to optimize your future. Capture ideas. You will be able to capture, organize, and expand on your ideas and keep from losing the important ones you are saving for an opportune moment in the future. Review lessons. Journaling provides a place to record, reference, and review the lessons you've learned, both from your wins and any mistakes you make along the way. Acknowledge your progress. Going back and rereading your journal entries from a year or even a week ago and seeing how much progress you made can be hugely beneficial. It is one of the most enjoyable, eye-opening, and confidence-inspiring experiences, and it can't be duplicated any other way. Improve your memory. People always think they will remember things, but if you've ever gone to the grocery store without a list, you know this is simply untrue. When we write something down, we are much more likely to remember it. And if we forget, we can always go back and read it again. Effective journaling. Here are three simple steps to get started with journaling or improve your current journaling process. First, choose a format. You'll want to decide up front if you prefer a traditional, physical journal or a digital journal, on your computer or an app for your phone or tablet. If you aren't sure, experiment with both and see which feels best. Second, get a journal. Almost anything can work. But when it comes to a physical journal, there is something to be said for an attractive, durable one that you enjoy looking at. After all, ideally, you're going to have it for the rest of your life. I like to buy nice leather journals with lines on the pages, but it's your journal, so choose what works best for you. Some people prefer journals with outlines so they can draw or create mind maps. Others like to have one page for each day of the year that is predated to help them stay accountable. Here are a few favorite physical journals from the Miracle Morning Facebook community. The 5-Minute Journal, 5MinuteJournal.com, has become popular among top performers. It contains prompts for each day such as, I am grateful for, and what would make today great? It takes 5 minutes or less and includes an evening option so you can review your day. The Freedom Journal, thefreedomjournal.com, gives you a structured daily process that is focused on helping you with a single objective. Accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. Created by John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire, it's designed specifically to help you set and accomplish one big goal at a time. The Plan, your legendary life planner, was co-created by friends of ours and is a goal-setting and habit-tracking system and planner for people who are ready for life balance and are willing to be intentional about achieving level 10 mastery in all areas of life. The Miracle Morning Journal, miraclemorningjournal.com, is formatted specifically to enhance and support your miracle morning, to keep you organized and accountable, and to track your savers each day. You can also download a free sample of the Miracle Morning Journal today at tmmbook.com to make sure it's right for you. If you prefer to use a digital journal, many choices are available. Here are a few favorites. The 5-Minute Journal, 5MinuteJournal.com, also offers an iPhone app, which follows the same format as the physical version, but allows you to upload photographs to your daily entries and also send you helpful reminders to input your entries each morning and evening. Day 1. DayOneApp.com is a popular journaling app, and it's perfect if you don't want any structure or any limits on how much you can write. Day 1 offers a blank page for each daily entry. So if you like to write lengthy journal entries, this may be the app for you. Penzu. Penzu.com is an online journal that doesn't require an iPhone, iPad, or Android device. All you need is a computer. Again, it comes down to your preference and the features you want. If none of these digital options resonate with you, type online journal into Google or simply type journal into the App Store and you'll get a variety of choices. Third, Scribe Daily. I keep two things in my journal, my thoughts and my goals. When I sit down in the morning to write, if my brain has been busy, and depending on what's going on in my life, I might write a lot or just a little. For me, this ends up being one or two pages and takes anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes, contingent on the day. There are endless things you can write about. Notes from the book you're reading, a list of things you're grateful for, and your top 3 to 5 priorities for the day are a good place to start. Write whatever makes you feel good and optimizes your day. Don't worry about grammar, spelling, or punctuation. Your journal is a place to let your imagination run wild. Keep a muzzle on your inner critic, and don't edit. Just scribe. Customizing your savers. I know that you might have days when you can't do the Miracle Morning practice all at once. Feel free to split up the lifesavers in any way that works for you. I want to share a few ideas specifically geared toward customizing the lifesavers based on your schedule and preferences. Your current morning routine might allow you to fit in only a 6, 20, or 30-minute Miracle Morning. Or you might choose to do a longer version on the weekends. Here is an example of a common 60-minute Miracle Morning schedule using the lifesavers. Silence, 10 minutes. Affirmations, 5 minutes. Visualization, 5 minutes. Exercise, 10 minutes. Reading, 20 minutes. Scribing, 10 minutes. You can customize the sequence too. For example, I put the kettle on right after my period of silence, and then I do my scribing. I like to read my goals after that, which is part of my reading routine, and then I read a few pages of a book. Then I'll exercise after those things. Hal prefers to start with a period of peaceful, purposeful silence so that he can wake up slowly, clear his mind, and focus his energy and intentions. The point is that this is your miracle morning. Feel free to experiment with different sequences to see which you like best. The best miracle morning is the one that you do. Final thoughts on the lifesavers. Everything is difficult before it's easy. Every new experience is uncomfortable before it's comfortable. The more you practice the lifesavers, the more natural and normal each of them will feel. Hal's first time meditating was almost his last because his mind raced like a Ferrari, and his thoughts bounced around uncontrollably. Now he loves meditation, and while he's still no master, he says he's decent at it. Similarly, when I first started my Miracle Morning affirmations, I stole a few from the Miracle Morning and added a few that came to mind. Over time, as I encountered things that struck me as powerful, I added them to my affirmations and adjusted the ones I had. Now, my affirmations are personally more meaningful, and the daily act of using them is far more powerful. I invite you to start practicing the lifesavers now so you can become familiar and comfortable with each of them and get a jump start before you officially begin the 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge in Chapter 13. The 6-Minute Miracle Morning. If your biggest concern is still finding time, don't worry. The Miracle Morning scales down to fit the time you have available. You can do the entire Miracle Morning, receiving the full benefits of all 6 savers in only 6 minutes a day. While 6 minutes isn't what I'd recommend on a daily basis, for those days when you're pressed for time, a great shortcut is to do each of the savers for 1 minute each. Minute 1. S. Close your eyes and enjoy a moment of peaceful, purposeful silence to clear your mind and get centered for your day. Minute 2. A. Read your most important affirmation to reinforce what result you want to accomplish, why it's important to you, which specific actions you must take, and most importantly, precisely when you will commit to taking those actions. Minute 3. V. Visualize yourself flawlessly executing the single most important action that you want to accomplish for the day. Minute 4. E. Stand up and perform 50 to 60 good old-fashioned jumping jacks, or drop and do as many push-ups and or crunches as you can. Get your heart rate up and engage your physiology. Minute 5. R. Grab the book you're reading and read a page or a paragraph. And finally, Minute 6. S. Grab your journal and jot down one thing that you're grateful for, along with the single most important result for you to generate that day. I'm sure you can see how, even in just 6 minutes, the savers will set you on the right path for the day. And you can always devote more time later when your schedule permits or the opportunity presents itself. Doing the 6-minute practice is a great way to start a mini habit to build up your confidence or a way to elevate your mood and energy level on those mornings when you're pressed for time. Another mini habit you can try is to start with one of the lifesavers. And once you get used to waking up earlier, add more of them. Remember that the goal is to have some time to work on your personal goals and mindset. So if you're overwhelmed, it's not going to work for you. Remember, the practice is more important than the duration. Develop the habit, however brief, and allow yourself to grow the duration over time. Personally, my Miracle Morning has grown into a daily ritual of renewal and inspiration that I absolutely love. Even an abridged version of a few minutes is so much better than missing it completely. With the savers, we've now given you the full toolbox for becoming a morning person, understanding the importance of mornings, how to wake up earlier, and what to do with your newfound morning time. Now it's time to shift gears. In Section 2, we move from how and why you should wake up early to identifying the key philosophies and practices that are critical on your path to becoming a millionaire. Morning Millionaires. I get up at 4:30 every morning to walk my three dogs and work out. Around 5:45 a.m., I make coffee for myself and my wife using an 8-cup Bodum French press. This is the absolute best way to make coffee at home. Howard Schultz, Executive Chairman, Starbucks.